Back in 1987, two young men set out to ride their bikes across the country. Well, one eventually went on to become the greatest journalist of our time and area. Ed Longwa is joining us today to also talk about his riding partner who went on to become a theologian and a priest. There is a very special event coming up this evening. Ed is joining us to tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Ed.
Thank you, Brenda. Thanks for brushing up my ego.
You are most welcome. So 1987, what, you rode your bike across the country. Is that the one and only time you've done that, or have you made other trips since then?
That's the one and only cross-country trip, and after that, I vowed I'd never do that again.
How long did that take you?
It took us 11 weeks. We began just south of Portland, Maine, and we ended up in Lincoln City, Oregon. We dipped our back tires in the Atlantic Ocean, got a whole bunch of sand in our gears, and had 3 hours of cleaning up to do. But then we got 11 weeks later to the Lincoln City and dipped our front tires in the Pacific.
Wow, that from Portland to Portland, I think that's a wonderful trip to make. Now, your riding partner was then seminarian Dan Grudy, now a father. He's coming up for a very special event. Tell our listeners a little bit about your friendship.
You know, Dan and I met each other at Notre Dame, and, you know, Dan's just such a creative thinker. And we found out we both had this adventurous spirit. For example, we both really are fans of Lewis and Clark. So it's no wonder that we decided to kind of do our own cross-country trek at that time. And, you know, what the trip did for me was give me an optimistic view of human nature. People were so good to us on that trip. But for Dan, it set up this whole kind of, he's a very allegorical thinker, this idea of travel and migration as part of our human nature and maybe even part of the divine nature. So he has become really the world's foremost theologian of migration. He's written a book called The Theology of Migration, The Body of Migrants and the Body of Christ, that Pope Francis wrote the foreword to. I mean, this book has been translated into Spanish, Russian, Chinese, about five other languages. So he's really become a seminal thinker about this. How there's something about human and divine nature from moving from one thing to another. So he's going to be speaking tonight at the University of Portland, 7 p.m. in Brian Doyle Auditorium. There is a $10 charge so we can cover his migration fees, because he had to migrate out from Notre Dame to give this talk. But we would welcome him there, 7 p.m. in Dundon Berchtold Hall, the Brian Doyle Auditorium at the University of Portland.
You know, Ed, this, you know, migration and immigration, it's a big topic, especially right now as we are into election season. And, you know, you're going to go tonight, you want to listen to this, but you recognize and you know that this is not going to be an evening where, you know, one side of the audience is thinking one way and the other side another. And then, you know, there's the argument in the center. But Father really sets this up as this idea of through our Catholic lens. We look at the Holy Family as migrants and how all of us are on this journey. Tell our listeners how Father is so good at addressing this topic without polarizing the ends.
He's definitely not a politician, nor is he a political scientist. He's really a theologian and really a Eucharist-based theologian. For example, he does talk about the Holy Family as being migrants and that trip to Egypt and looking for a home. We're all familiar with that story of them looking for a home in Nazareth and ended up sleeping in a cave. Well, that certainly mimics some of what we see. But he also just goes to the very roots of some of our Catholic teaching about the human dignity of an individual. So when you're thinking about any group, whether they're migrants or anything else, what you need to start with is their inherent human dignity, which comes from God. So that has to be the starting point, he said. He also talks about how Jesus himself, our whole mystery of the incarnation, he looks at it, Father Grudy looks at it as a kind of a migration from divinity to humanity. And what does that mean when that move takes place? I'll let him explain that more tonight. But that's a kind of migration, too. And then he talks about the Eucharist. This is where the Eucharist comes in. It's really about our migration from being broken to being unified. both with our in our own spirits, and then as a people of God. So we're all trying to make that migration from brokenness to oneness as individuals in our devotion. But then there's also this social element of the church unified and moving together. There's a huge push now for people to embrace the Eucharist and our teachings about the Eucharist and reviving that teaching. And this really fits right into that. But you're right, this isn't going to be a debate about open borders or closed borders tonight. It's really moving way beyond that. It's going to the very roots and a kind of a very theological, faith-filled look.
Ed, you know Father Grudy better than most. So what is it about this hot topic issue that made him want to devote so much of his priesthood to this issue of migration? Did something happen to him or did he witness something? Why is it so important to him?
Well, when we met as young men, like I said, we both had this attraction to explorers and movement, Lewis and Clark and, you know, Columbus and all that kind of stuff is, you know, that happens when we're children, even that kind of sense of exploration. And so he also, as a seminarian and as a priest, did some traveling to Latin America, or he met with migrants in the Coachella Valley in California to start out. But since then, he's traveled to Africa, Latin America, all over the place, interviewing refugees and migrants about their experience and about their hopes and their dreams as human beings. And I think that took that childhood dream and turned it from just kind of a sense of fun adventure to, gosh, this has a deep theological, human, divine meaning that I really want to explore, that no other theologian really has gone there yet. And then, of course, the timing was just right. Then we had Pope Francis come along here a little more than a decade ago, who was very interested in this issue too, and kind of raised it to the Catholic consciousness. So it kind of became this perfect combination of forces and interests that have made Father Grudy's work really rise to the top and become a top of conversation and all over the world.
It's going to be a wonderful evening, Ed, and I just really appreciate your time today telling us more about it. Remind our listeners again where they can get tickets and when the event, what time they need to be there this evening.
Well, you can go to CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, and right at the very top, you'll have a little button about this event where you can click and register. Or you know what? You can just show up. We're being flexible, too. If you just want to come and come at the door at 7 p.m., at Brian Doyle Auditorium in Dundon Berchtold Hall on the University of Portland campus, 5000 North Willamette Boulevard, 7 p.m.
Perfect. We all know absolutely where that is. And just get yourself to campus and follow the group of people that are heading over there. Going to be a wonderful evening. Ed, thank you again so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for giving time to this important topic.
You bet.